Psalm 7. A Shigayon of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning the words of Cush, a Benjaminite. O Lord my God, in you do I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me, lest like a lion they tear my soul apart, rending it in pieces with none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is wrong in my hands, if I have repaid my friend with evil, or plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it, and let him trample my life to the ground and lay my glory in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up against the fury of my enemies. Awake for me. You have appointed a judgment. Let the assembly of the peoples be gathered about you. Over it return on high. The Lord judges the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me. O let the evil of the wicked come to an end, and may you establish the righteous. You who test the minds and hearts, O righteous God, my shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge and a God who feels indignation every day. If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and readied his bow. He has prepared for him his deadly weapons, making his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to lies. He makes a pit, digging it out, and falls into the hole that he has made. His mischief returns upon his own head, and on his own skull his violence descends. I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. The certainty of a final day of judgment is not meant to be a matter of trembling and anxiety for believers. Instead, it is meant to be a matter of deep consolation. David has been slandered by a man of the tribe of Benjamin. A fellow Israelite is verbally attacking him. Leaders in particular know what this feels like, but all believers can testify to times in which they were misunderstood, misrepresented, or otherwise treated unjustly. What does David do? Note first what he does not do. He does not exonerate himself before others. He does not explain to others how mistaken this accusation is. Instead, he takes his complaint to God. As he does so, David pleads for divine vindication based on an honest assessment of matters. The Lord judges the peoples. Liberated from his own need to defend himself, David places judgment solely in the hands of God. It might seem perplexing that David asks God to judge him according to David's own righteousness, but we must understand that David makes clear throughout the Psalms that his only hope of being acquitted before God is God's own mercy. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, 51:1. Give ear to my pleas for mercy, 143:1. David is also simply pursuing the truth. Note that in verses 3 through 5, he asks that he would be assessed accordingly if he is indeed in the wrong. David is not putting on blinders to his own sinfulness. Rather, he is asking for truth and objective honesty to be pursued. Are you misunderstood today? Even if you are sure you are in the right, why not be wronged rather than fight back, even in subtle ways? After all, our Lord Jesus himself was right his whole life, yet treated as wrongfully as anyone in human history. Yet he opened not his mouth. Isaiah 53:7. And why? So that for all the times we truly are in the wrong, we can be truly exonerated and acquitted, despite what we actually deserve. Reflecting on this gospel freedom, we are freed from insisting on defending ourselves now.